coming up.
Coming up on the Money Beat podcast, it might be a slow week because everyone's off for the holidays, but the investment bankers are working. $155 billion M&A deal, Pfizer and Allergan. That's what we're going
to
talk about.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Now, Money Beat.
Welcome to the Money Beat blog on this Money Beat blog. Welcome to the Money Beat blog if you're on the Money Beat blog. But if you're listening to the Money Beat podcast, I would like to welcome you to that also on this Thanksgiving week. Paul Vigna, Maureen Farrell, Eric Holm, and Dana Mattioli. Today we are talking about a deal, a very big deal, an extremely large deal. Pfizer, Allergan, $150 billion. Dana, what is it? What's the number on that?
$155 billion
M&A tie up, and this is going to be good because
depends
why?
On how you're looking at it. It's not great if you're the U.S. government because New York based Pfizer will be moving to Dublin as a result of this deal.
Right, and that's the thing about this deal is, yes, it's a gigantic deal. Biggest M&A deal this year, right?
Yeah, and probably the second biggest of all time.
Right, probably the second biggest. I mean, huge, massive deal, big tie-up, pharmaceuticals. But it really does not seem to be that, you know, making these companies better was the real goal.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
right.
Am I wrong?
Arguably, you'll have a much bigger R&D budget as a result of this, and that's been something that's been highly debated in the pharma industry this year, given the likes of Valiant, which likes to slash R&D. So it's good for potential new products and pipelines, but it's definitely a controversial deal and something that the government would be eyeing closely and weighing
in
on.
Right, and this is, we've been talking about this one for a long time. Look, the bottom line is, taxes are a huge deal, a huge, huge part of this deal, if not the primary reason that this thing's happening in the first place, right?
I mean, it definitely is. Ian Reed, the CEO of Pfizer, has been very vocal about that. I mean, he said it's not. They're working with one hand tied behind their back, Pfizer, as a U.S. company. Allergan, we saw, they sort of moved over there through their own inversion a while back. I mean, this technically is an inversion, right? Because it still was Pfizer's buyer, but so, yeah, I mean, he wants to slash the company's tax rate. He's been looking for a deal for a long time to do that, and now he finally has it.
And this is his second attempt. He tried this last year with AstraZeneca. Didn't go so well. Also a big deal. It would have been $120 billion. He went hostile on them for the same purpose of moving to the UK, which has a much lower corporate tax rate, and he had to pull back.
Yeah. And it's interesting in that was it just last week that the Treasury Department came out with new rules on these inversions? And the initial take is that this deal won't be subject to those new rules?
Yeah. Everyone was worried about these new rules, but the bark was much bigger than the bite. And once they were released, no one really thinks that it will impact, you know, the chances of this deal being closed.
Yeah. Eric Holm, I see you over there in the studio, and sadly, you are the wrong home that we wish we had.
There was a better home earlier.
For Jason Gay's podcast, Holly Holm. But Eric Holm, we're happy to have you too. on this deal,
I'm not as good in the ring.
You're not?
No. She's
an excellent pretty feisty. I think
MMA
feisty.
Fighter.
Yeah,
and I can't even take a punch if my life depended on it.
This was not – the market reaction to this was not huge, right?
Maureen, back me up. I think both shares fell a little bit, but not – there wasn't a huge reaction. Largely, I think, because this was very widely telegraphed. First, because I believe we here at the Journal, or Dana and her colleagues, broke the story that they were in talks, and then they acknowledged that, and then there were hints that they were getting closer, and everyone saw this coming from a mile away.
Yeah. Yeah, these inversions, it seemed like, I don't know how long ago it was, but it seemed like these were all the rage for a while. Then the government got, you know, at least a little politically savvy about how much it means, clamped down a little bit. Is this just the will of one CEO and one board and one group, or is this part of a trend, or is this signal a revamping of the trend of inversion? Where does all this go now?
it's part of a trend. If you look last year, there were more than a dozen inversions, largely driven by healthcare companies, because if one inverted, everyone else felt like they were at a competitive disadvantage. And then you started seeing industrial companies looking at it and chemical companies. And then, you know, the Treasury clamped down. They largely went away. And then we saw a few sneak by the goals, you know, this year. We saw Coca-Cola Enterprises, their bottling services, inverted earlier this year. We saw a chemical one with OCI and CF Industries inverting. But what we saw was it wasn't Burger King. It wasn't Pfizer until now. It wasn't a household name trying to do this. It wasn't like a piece of Americana. It was these little-known companies.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.